Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Sam Altman, you know, the OpenAI CEO, he talked about this profound shift. He called it the era of the idea guy.
Yeah, and for the longest time, the real wall, the barrier to building an app was just, could you write the code? That's kind of gone now, that technical gate.
I agree. It feels like AI can do so much of the heavy lifting, but the challenge hasn't disappeared, has it? It's just changed. Now it feels like information overload. So many options.
Exactly. Finding the right tool, the one that actually fits what you want to build and, you know, how technical you are, that's the new struggle. So this deep dive, we're going to cut through that noise.
Right. So our mission today is to really look at the sources and figure out which of these vibe coding tools are actually standing out. We need to separate the signal from the noise for, well, technical users, non-technical builders, and that growing group of mobile developers, too.
But we should probably define that term first, right? Vibe coding. It's not just about coding faster.
No, what's really interesting here is how it describes this new dynamic, this collaboration.
Totally. You bring the vision, the vibe, and the AI does the translation. It handles all that technical stuff you maybe don't want to touch. It's a partnership, really.
And these tools, they exist on a spectrum, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
On one end, you've got the super newbie-friendly ones. You can literally just describe what you want in plain English, like, I need a contact form, make the button blue, and poof, it appears. Zero code needed.
And then the other end, tools for actual developers.
Exactly. For them, the AI is more like a super intelligent assistant. You still got to understand the basics, like front end versus back end. Knowing where a tool sits on that spectrum is, well, essential.
Okay, let's dig into that. Let's start with the big guns, the tools for people who are already comfortable, you know, opening a terminal, running an NPM install.
Yeah, the sources are super clear on this. For that technical crowd, one name keeps coming up, Cursor.
Cursor. Why does it keep getting ranked so highly, like S-plus tier for serious devs? It sounds like it all comes down to this thing they call agent architecture.
That's the whole ball game right there. See, an AI agent, it's doing way more than just spitting out a code block for you to copy and paste.
Okay, so for someone listening who maybe doesn't live in the command line, what's this agent architecture actually doing?
Think of it like a smart layer around the main AI model. This agent, it reads all your project files, it understands the context of your code, makes really precise changes, and this is key. It writes those changes back into the right place in your files. It doesn't just suggest, it acts within your code base.
Ah, okay. That interaction, that's the real difference maker. And I noticed the sources also mention the community around Cursor. That's always a big plus for developers.
Yeah, they compared its growth to React back in the day, which means if you run into a problem, you're not stuck alone. There are tons of guides, discussions, forums, help is out there.
That's invaluable, that resource depth. And there was that specific example, right? Using Cursor to fix a 500 internal server error.
Right. Instead of you digging through log files for hours, you just prompt Cursor. Like, hey, check the login stuff and the database connection in auth.js and database.js. And it can diagnose and fix it all from one request. That's serious power.
Okay, but what about the competition? Anthropic's Claude Code, it used to be right up there, but the feeling seems to be changing.
Yeah, the word on the street, or the community consensus, is that it's been nerfed. That's a gaming term, right? Means something got weaker. Developers feel its code writing chops aren't quite what they used to be.
So here's the thing that really struck me, connecting back to that agent idea. How can Cursor perform better if, sometimes, they're using the exact same underlying AI model, like Claude Sonnet 3.5? The sources seemed quite clear on this difference.
And that's where the whole agent lesson really lands.
Explain that a bit more.
Okay, so think of the AI model, like Sonnet 3.5, as the brain. It's got the raw intelligence, but the agent, that's the hands and the eyes. Cursor, right now, seems to have better hands for writing the code precisely and better eyes for reading your files and understanding the context. So, same brain, maybe, but Cursor's got a better way of interacting with the world, with your code.
So, is it fair to say the core AI model is maybe becoming a commodity? And the agent architecture, that's the real differentiator now.
Building anything serious, yeah. That architecture, how it actually executes the code and interacts with files, that determines success.
Let's pivot then. Let's talk about the pure idea guy or gal, the person with the vision, but maybe not the CS degree. If Cursor is too much, where should they start?
For that non-technical builder, the sources point pretty clearly to V0. It's made by Vercel. That's the top pick.
If V0 seems to hit that sweet spot, right?
Mm.
Powerful enough for real results, but still easy to get started with.
Exactly. V0 gives you stuff you can actually launch quickly. And the sources highlighted two big things. It's integration marketplace and the template library.
The marketplace.
Yeah.
So you get choices for databases, logins, that kind of thing. That sounds crucial for avoiding getting locked into one vendor later.
Totally. And the template library. It means you're not starting from scratch. You get pre-built components that look good, saves a ton of time up front.
I love that test mentioned in the sources where V0 was the only tool that didn't, like, freeze up when building a complex wedding RSVP site with lots of steps. That says a lot about its stability.
Yeah, if you're serious about building something that needs to grow and handle real use, V0 seems to have that solid foundation.
So you could literally just prompt it with something like, make a homepage for a coffee shop, needs a nav bar, an about section, a menu in three columns, and stick a Google map in there, and it would just do it.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's the goal. Now, there are simpler options, too, like Lovable and Bolt. They're kind of B-tier.
Right. They got popular because they hide all that tricky backend stuff, didn't they? Like setting up servers and API keys.
Yeah. They make it super simple to start. But that simplicity costs you flexibility. Lovable, for instance, often kind of pushes you towards using Supabase for your database. Supabase is fine, great for starting fast. But what if you want to change later? You might be stuck.
So great for a quick prototype, maybe testing an idea.
Perfect for that. But if you think your app might get bigger, you could hit a wall pretty fast. That hidden complexity can bite you, honestly. I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes when I'm trying to push a tool hard on a complex build.
Wait, even you hit prompt drift, what does that feel like? Is the tool just breaking or forgetting what you asked it?
It feels like the AI loses the thread, you know? After maybe 20 prompts, it forgets the style guide you set up way back on prompt 3 or a constraint you mentioned. The output just starts getting worse. It takes patience. You got to keep reminding it, reframe your prompts.
Okay, that's insightful. So back to V0 versus the simpler tools. If V0 offers more flexibility but relies on a big company like Vercel, isn't that kind of against the whole solo builder idea that maybe Lovable taps into?
It's definitely a trade-off. V0 gives you that stability, that huge feature set backed by Vercel. Lovable or Bolt. They give you that instant gratification, that super fast start, a much gentler learning curve for someone just dipping their toes in. It depends on what you prioritize right now. Mid-roll sponsor break.
Welcome back to the deep dive. All right, let's shift gears into what's emerging. There's a lot of buzz around using vibe coding for specifically mobile apps.
Yeah, mobile is definitely having a moment. You see it all over TikTok, right? Some simple, useful app just blows up, gets tons of downloads.
But the old way was tough. You basically had to learn two completely different, pretty complex languages. Swift for iPhones, Kotlin for Android.
Exactly. But these new tools names like Rorik, Build.ai, anything, they're changing that. The sources suggest they're probably using something called Expo under the hood. Expo lets you build your app once and then deploy it to both iOS and Android.
That's huge. A massive time saver. They're still kind of B-tier, maybe early days, but wow, that really opens things up for smaller niche mobile apps.
Definitely. And speaking of big players, we can't ignore the 800-pound gorilla. OpenAI, ChatGPT, and its API, it's really becoming a contender in the coding space.
Yeah, just a few months back, ChatGPT for code was Cool. Decent. But now,
right,
the sources are saying it's seriously competitive with things like Claude Sonnet 3.5.
Well, they have massive resources, right?
Yeah.
And Microsoft backing. It's probably not smart to bet against Sam Altman here. It's become a really strong, versatile option for both developers and non-technical folks.
So it sits kind of
just
below that specialized agent stuff like Cursor,
yeah,
but definitely a step up from those simpler B-tier tools.
Right. Now, we also need to talk about a warning. Windsurf. The sources put it way down in D-tier, even though the tech might have been okay.
A warning. Why?
It comes down to trust, really. The founder just left suddenly. And then the team got bought by Devin. If you'd invested time, maybe money, learning Windsurf, that kind of business chaos is a huge red flag.
So even if the technology works, the instability around the business makes it just too risky to build anything serious on.
Absolutely. There are just too many good, stable options out there to gamble on a platform that might just disappear or radically change next month.
Okay. And there was one more interesting one, kind of a dark horse. Chef from Convex. But it wasn't built to compete directly, was it?
No. Chef has a really unique angle. It's basically a showcase for Convex, which is their back-end platform. They want other vibe coding tools to use Convex. So Chef is free, open source. You can even copy it, fork it, and build your own custom thing. It's like a demo, but a really functional one.
So thinking about that Windsurf situation, how much should people weigh that business stability against just the raw technical power of a tool, especially when things are changing so fast?
Honestly, for anything you plan to rely on long term, stability wins. Good tech on a shaky foundation isn't worth the risk.
Okay, so we've mapped out the landscape. Let's try and boil this down. Simple, actionable advice for someone listening who wants to get started in this era of the idea guy.
We can make it pretty straightforward. If you're technical, you need that fine-grained control, that file interaction. Go with Cursor.
And if you're more on the non-technical side, you have the vision, but not the code background. Start with V0. That mix of quality output and ease of use seems hard to beat right now.
Yep. And if mobile apps are your specific goal, then yeah, start playing around with Rourke, Build.ai, or anything. But keep an eye on them. It's a new space. Things will move fast.
And here's a tip that often gets overlooked, but can really matter for sticking with it. Follow the founders.
Yeah. Connect with the people behind the tools, like Guillermo Rauch at V0, Sam Altman at OpenAI, Anton Osika at Lovable. When you kind of buy into their vision, their long-term plan for the platform, you're just more likely to stay committed and push through the tough spots.
But maybe the biggest thing required, the absolute essential, the mindset shift, especially for newcomers.
This is the hard truth part. Building software. It still takes time, even with amazing AI help. You got to set realistic expectations.
Right. Don't get bummed out if your first try kind of falls apart after 5 prompts. That's totally normal. It's part of the process.
Building stuff is messy. Your first version, probably going to break. It needs planning, testing, just sticking with it. It's like going to the gym, right? You get results from consistency, not just from trying the first magic shortcut you find.
So the best advice might be plan before you prompt. Maybe use something like ChatGPT just to sketch out the logic, the flow of your app before you even jump into the coding tool. Don't just start typing into a blank slate.
Totally. And just to circle back and wrap up, let's hit that core technical idea again. The agent. We saw how the quality of that agent layer, the hands and eyes, is why Cursor might outperform Claude, even with the same brain.
Yeah, it's the quality of that architecture that really dictates how well the tool can read your code, make changes, and actually interact with your project files.
It really makes you stop and think, whoa, imagine scaling that kind of precise agent architecture up, handling like a billion complex coding requests every single day. The engineering challenge there is just mind-boggling.
It really points back to the main takeaway from all this, doesn't it? Success now, in this era of the idea guy, it depends less on whether you already know how to code.
And way more on picking the right tool architecture, understanding that agent versus model difference, and honestly, just having the patience to see it through, to build something real.
So the core advice is simple. Stop endlessly debating the tools. Pick one of these solid options we talked about and just start building something. Give yourself permission to mess up and learn as you go.
Your first try might feel clunky, sure.
Yeah.
But by the time you get to your third or fourth version, you'll probably genuinely amaze yourself with what you can create now.
The tools are here. The community's growing like crazy. Really, the only question left for you, the listener, is, what are you going to build? OTRU Music.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.